Brothers and sisters, we're going to make a pie tonight. You may say, what? Whoa, 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 Father. Well, we're going to make a pie tonight, almost. Okay, almost. But we're going to get to that here in a moment. Let's build up to that tonight. Brothers and sisters, how is it or how was it when you were growing up? Think about that scene at the kitchen table. We are in the gospel of today. Where did you sit? Did you have a place to sit? We did. Okay, here's the way it worked. Mom sat opposite of me at the table. My sisters sat to the right of me on a bench by that window. My brother sat between my father and my mother. Every single meal, every time. Every time. Okay? Now, why we were in the places that we were, I really don't know that. But because Mom was the principal cook, she was nearest the stove, and that made sense. Okay? Wow, what a different scene you have in the gospel of today. You can almost imagine how this is going. There's chaos, there's pushing, there's shoving to try to get this place of honor at the table. Okay? You get the idea oftentimes saying, oh, I'll just walk up there, bowl. People are thinking, what are you doing going up there? Okay? You get this scene. And yet, isn't it amazing that even when it comes to something about sitting at a kitchen table, Jesus can still teach us? And he does. And I want to begin tonight with a little story that introduces Jesus' theme for you. Here it is. Muhammad Ali, always boisterous, claimed time after time he was the greatest boxer of all time. He loved to shout, I'm the greatest. Well, once he got in an airplane and the flight attendant asked him to buckle his seatbelt, Ali said, Superman don't need no seatbelt. The flight attendant looked straight in Ali's eyes and replied, Superman don't need no plane, so buckle up. What did he lack? Humility. And he got a lesson in what? Humiliation. But let's look at that tonight. What is humility? What is humility? Okay, let's begin by saying what it is not. Okay, some thoughts on that. Humility is not having a poor self-image, thinking one is a worthless wimp. Such isn't humility. Some would say it's a lack of healthy self-esteem. Faith would say it's a lack of understanding how God made us in his image and likeness and why God made us with a purpose, a mission in mind. Author Frederick Collins said, always remember, there are two types of people in this world. Those who come into the room and say, ah, there you are, the humble. And those who walk into a room and say, well, here I am. We call those the egotistical. And finally, defined by the world says, in line with the imagery of the gospel, if you want to climb higher and be somebody, you must push, fight, claw your way to the top. The world says the way up is up. Okay. We've looked at what it is not. Now let's flip it around and ask the question, what is humility? I'm going to share some various thought by different people on this over time. Okay, start here. So we just noted, the world says the way up is up. Okay, so for Jesus, he says the way up is not. His words today are, as for you, go and take the lowest place, for it's the humble who will be exalted. That's Jesus' teaching. Our way isn't up. Our way is to be down. Okay? G.K. Chesterton wrote, humility is not to think little of oneself, but to think of oneself little. Humility comes from the Latin word humus, which means earth. From humus, we understand humility as someone who has their feet on the ground. Someone who knows who they are and where they stand in relation to God and the rest of humankind. Somebody who's firmly rooted in the ground. Okay. Biblically speaking, humility is understanding the tension and finding the balance between the reality that I'm a sinner and I'm a child of God. What's the tension there? Where's the balance? Okay. Here's a story, though. Okay. It's a story about the donkey Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Here's how the story goes. The donkey was overjoyed at being chosen. He held his head high as he entered Jerusalem. He drank in the songs of praise and enjoyed walking on the palm branches underneath his hooves. He relished the intention and the ardor directed toward him. A week later, the little donkey wanted to enjoy it again. So he pranced out to retrace his steps. But this time, the people didn't pay him any attention. He said, "Where are the palm branches? Don't you know who I am?" People heard him, threw rocks at him instead. The donkey entered the city of Jerusalem and said, "Where are the songs of praise for me? Don't you remember me?" Nobody paid him any attention. They just shooed him away. The little donkey went home dejected and humiliated. When his mother saw him, she said, "Foolish child, don't you know that without Jesus you are nothing?" That's humility, brothers and sisters. To know without Jesus we are nothing, but with Christ we are everything. Everything. All right. Throwing a lot at you. What humility is, what humility is not. So let's do this. How many of you like pie? I do. I like pie. All right? Take certain ingredients and the right amount of ingredients to make the appropriate pie. Miss an ingredient, throw it out to the dog, and guess what? The dog even whiffs it and walks away. So what we're going to make tonight is this. A humble pie. We're going to make a humble pie. Here are the ingredients to a humble pie. Are you ready? 1 cup of understanding that God is perfect. I'm not and don't have to be. 2 cups of understanding I'm not the center of all things, God is. 1/2 cup of understanding whom we are, a sinner and a child of God. And 1/2 cup of knowing who we are, child of God sent on mission by God. And finally, 2 teaspoons of keeping your feet on the ground. Remembering that while the world says the way is up, the way of Jesus says we got to keep our feet on the ground. It is down. Okay. Not only do we need the ingredients, but we got to put the ingredients together appropriately. So here's how that sounds. Set the oven, get this, 500 degrees. Whoa. What are you baking here, Father? 500 degrees. Okay. Take the 2 cups of understanding, I'm not at the center of all things, and place in a baking pan. Put in the oven and bake it for 1 hour. Our goal here is to rid any semblance of the I from our pie. I'm the center of all things, I'm enough, I don't need God. The I baked out, remove the pan from the oven, and reset it at the oven to 200-300 degrees. Separate pan. Mix together 1/2 cup of understanding who we are, a sinner, child of God, with 1/2 cup of knowing who we are. Yes, a sinner, but to a child of God, loved by God and sent on mission by God. Slowly pour over the top of these 2 teaspoons of keeping your feet firmly fixed on the ground. Place all the ingredients together in a pie pan, place in the oven, and bake it for 30 minutes. Okay? Once removed from the oven, let stand for 45 minutes. Slice the pie into 7 pieces, 1 for each day of this week. Eat 1 piece each day while praying and reminiscing over the 1 final ingredient. 1 cup of understanding that only God is perfect. I won't be, I don't have to be, for with God I can hope all things, endure all things, believe all things, and I can do all things. So how do you think the pie would taste? Well, bake it, put her together this week. Give her a shot. Okay, that's humble pie. God's blessings to you and peace to all of you this week.